Okay, in this demonstration, we will log into operating system where the database is installed and go through the OFA structure and discuss some basic instance identification commands. So first thing, when you log in, you want to make sure that you are logged into the right user. So the best way to accomplish that is by typing command ID and press enter. So this one shows I am logged in as Oracle user who belongs to the group DBA. When I do pwd, it prints the working directory. So when I log in, I am in this directory. So you must always do some basic commands before you do any destruction on the operating system level. Once I log in as Oracle user, the first thing I want to make sure that the instance I am expecting on this server does exist. So you do ps process state minus e f is the flag which says show me extended stats. And then I'm piping to a grep command, which basically is going to filter my data. So I say ps-ef grep smon. So as we discussed, we have smon, pmon, dbwr, lgwr. So all these processes must exist, all four of them, and the checkpoint. Otherwise, the database is not going to start, or that means it has crashed. So now if I want to check something with pmon, I see pmon. Same thing if I want to see if my database writer is running or not, I need to do grep db. Oops. So let me try other way, grep ORA underscore. Okay, I got it. So what happened here, let me do now, ps-ef grep dbw. Now what is happening here? I'm not seeing one database writer, I'm seeing multiple database writers being activated on this instance. So let me do one more grep. Grep PO01, that is my database name. So I have 7 and 8. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 0 to 7, I have 8 database writers activated on this instance. PO01. So to set the environment, what we do is dot space ORA env. This is the shell script from Oracle, and it is asking you to enter the SID you want to set the environment for. So I say PO01, and to see that if that is really done, I will do echo. Actually, the best thing is to do env environment on Unix. This is Sun Solaris, and grep on Oracle. So this is going to list me all the Oracle specific environment variables that are set. So Oracle base is set here, Oracle path, Oracle admin for this instance, and Oracle home, and Oracle SID. So now I know if I go to cd dollar Oracle home, this is my Oracle home, and I see all my Oracle home files. The main directory is dbs, cd dbs, and you will see all your parameter file, which is your physical file, sitting here. There are other files here too, snmp, that is used for rman snapshot. We will discuss that later. So if I do vi on this file, which is a hyperlink, these are my parameters for this instance. as we discussed a few of them, let us focus on DB block size, block buffers. So in Ada we have DB underscore block underscore buffers. It is set to 50,000 buffers. So 50,000 buffers times 8K, that is the total kilobytes memory allocated. We will show you commands to see from Oracle, from SQL Plus also. Excuse me. Now let us search for DB block. So what is happening here? Why can't I find DB block size? Because what we have done, we have added an additional file in this main parameter file called ifile, and all the common unchangeable parameters are placed under this file. So if I open this file, let us copy this string and view it. There you go. So my control files, which cannot be changed, is not a changeable parameter unless you want to have more of these. The DB name cannot be changed once it is created. Unless you recreate control file, the DB block size cannot be changed unless you change the size and do export import and basically create a new database. We are talking about doing a full database export import. Instance name is PO01, service names is PO01.imcglobal.com, your background dump dest, your C dump, B dump, and the core dump dest. Physical locations are set up here using these parameters. Log archive files are set up here. So now you know how do we set up few physical files, control files, trace files, and your archive files. Now this is how you set up your DB block size, DB name, and instance name. So now let us go back to the original file, because we wanted to see the DB writers. And here it is. DB writer, DB underscore writer underscore processes equal to 15. And we have said that the slaves are 0. We can't set both at the same time. And we said the asynchronous IO is false. So this is how we know that the DB headers can spawn up to 15, but Oracle has internal algorithm to control how many can you really spawn. But as we saw here on this instance, that we had 7 running, 8 running at this point. So where are all these main init.ora files placed? They are placed under Oracle Home DBS. And what is the name of these files? They are init,